All right, joining us now is another friend of the program. I feel I say that every time, but I guess we're all friends of the program, right? Her name is Elena Hughley. She is a member of the food and beverage community. She's got some big news she's going to share with us. First of all, welcome. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you today, Jesse?
Good. Trying to keep cool. You know, in this third iteration of summer, we wake up and we have like low humidity and we go, oh, and I know you run Forsyth Park. You do it later than I do, but it's been brutal, has it not?
Very, very, very brutal. I've never looked forward to winter like I am now.
Yeah, I'll take fall. I'll take anything at this point.
But take anything, right?
Yeah. So you are, first and foremost, I think it's fair to say, the general manager at one of our Italian restaurants here in Savannah, La Scala, at Abercorn and 37th, right?
Yes, sir. La Scala Ristorante. I've been there for about 5 years now. Served the first year, and I've been managing the last four.
But X amount of time ago, and you're going to fill in the blank, you started this little side thing of yours, making the foods that you grew up on, right?
Sure. I should probably backtrack for a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
Just to give listeners, you know, kind of a better idea. So my dad was an international chef for 30 years, and my Greek grandmother lived in the house with us. So naturally, I spent a lot of time in the kitchen with the both of them. My dad, you know, I had his restaurant and my grandmother in her kitchen, and kind of was always obsessed with it, always had a passion for it, always wanted to see what they were doing. And I was the only child in the house that was super interested in how they were making the food that we were eating. So I started watching them when I was fairly young. And the older I got, the more passionate I became about it. So I started making toffee, and I'm not sure what triggered it, but I started making toffee in 2018. And I was putting it in little ornamental tins for Christmas and doing like ribbons and ornaments on it for all of my neighbors. And evidently the toffee was really, really good because people started asking me to make it for them. So, and by the trays. So then they were like, well, you know, what else do you do? And I'm like, I can do anything. So they asked me for Greek bread, and then they asked me for spanakopita, and the ball just got rolling. And next thing you know, people were asking me to make them food all the time.
How far back does this go?
This started in 2018.
Okay.
And I mean, friends and family, obviously, I've been cooking for my whole life.
Right.
But, you know, actually friends of friends and, you know, strangers started asking me in 2018. So by 2020, we had established a catering business.
Nice.
And and it was pretty awesome. I honestly couldn't have done it without my husband. He's, you know, been the backbone of the whole operation marketing wise. And he built our website. So it was he had a lot to do with it. He played a big part.
Did the shutdown in 2020 happen, I guess, at the right time where it allowed you a little more time to put effort into this venture?
Honestly, Jesse, it really did. And it propelled our business forward.
Yeah.
Whereas people were not dining.
Right.
They were not going out. They were afraid to leave their homes. And no one was handling cash. You know, no one was really working. What we ended up doing was scaling down the website that we had just built, because essentially the website was built to cater larger parties.
Right.
So we took it down to a place where we could cook for 2 to 4 people, and we did doorstep drop-off delivery and payment through PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, you know, right, so on and so forth.
Right.
And what we ended up doing the entire shutdown was cooking like all day and all night, and at 6 p.m. we'd go do deliveries.
Nice.
So we stayed busy the entire time.
How many deliveries, I guess, did you peak at? Do you remember some days where you were just like out delivering for 3 hours?
I think our biggest delivery day was probably like 10 or 11 people.
Okay.
That's not bad. It was bigger stuff. Like they were ordering for food for like weeks.
Very cool. So now you started out with the baking, and people were asking you to do other things. I've seen some of your work, and I've tried some of your delicious work. But do you do, you know, dinners and savory things, or is it all more leaning toward the baked goods?
And we also, on our website at elenasenchantedkitchen.com, we have a page that's dedicated to just appetizers. You can get the Greek specialties in big trays. And people call us for consultations off the appetizer sheet because we do parties and weddings, Christmas parties, office parties, birthday parties. We do everything now.
Very cool. Very cool. How how many hours a night sleep are you getting? It sounds like this thing has exploded on you.
You know, Jesse, running the catering business in the day and being the general manager of the beautiful Escala at night, I can't get away from food and it can't get away from me, but I've never been happier. You know,
that's
I
awesome.
Love La Scala. The staff there is very talented. The owners are amazing. It's such a great job. I really enjoy working there. And I absolutely love cooking for my shipyard guys in the morning and planning the parties and the weddings that we cater alongside my husband. You know, we have quality time and we get to work together and grow together as a couple and as a business. And it's honestly just a beautiful thing. Super blessed, not with a lot of sleep,
yeah,
but blessed otherwise.
That's cool. We are chatting with Elena Hughley. She is a local caterer as well as a general manager of one of our Italian restaurants here in town. You don't get much time off, and now you are going into the fall, embarking on a few pop-ups. Tell us a little bit about what your plans are for that.
Well, you know, just when I thought, you know, we weren't working enough. No, we decided that a pop-up might be a good idea for a lot of the people in the neighborhood, like around the area that we live. So I'm thinking just a couple of hours, maybe from 11 or 12 to 2 p.m. And honestly, it was my husband's idea. But we were thinking we would do our baked goods. We would do savory pastries, baklava puffs, frappe, because nobody in the city sells it.
Right.
We're the only people in the city that sell authentic Nescafe frappe from Greece.
Right.
So we kind of sat down and came up with a plan. And then we got everything we needed and launched it. And our first one was incredible. And the beautiful thing is we're having it in the courtyard at La Scala.
Right.
So it's surrounded by all of these beautiful Italian citrus trees. We have a little Greek music playing in the background. It's shaded by trees. So it kind of turned into almost, it's a vibe. It's like a European cafe situation.
I like,
you know,
that.
People are, they're coming out, they're grabbing their fresh baked spanakopita pinwheels, hot and fresh. They're getting a Nescafe frappe, a frappe float with vanilla ice cream or pistachio gelato in it. They're sitting down in the courtyard, hanging out with their friends, eating pastries, drinking delicious Greek coffee, and catching up.
I like
it. You know,
it.
Listening to a little Greek music. Yeah, now it's a whole thing. It's a whole vibe.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome.
We
actually just started selling our Greek dressing as well.
Very cool. So you've got dates coming up. What you're doing them regularly on certain days of the month going forward?
We do them the first Friday of every month. In the courtyard at La Scala, so that's 119 East 37th Street, and also the second, third, and fourth Sundays of every month.
Got it.
So the first week of the month, it'll be on Fridays, and then every other week, it'll be on Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m.
Very cool. And as it gets cooler, it'll be, I'm sure you're getting busier. A turnout. Yeah, you'll get busier. You'll get busier, but are you going to roll this the entire fall on those days for now?
You know what, Jesse? I don't think I'm going to stop.
Nice.
You know, it's probably going to be January before I stop. And that may be because I usually have a lot of holiday parties booked in January anyhow. So
Very
I
cool.
might just take January and February off and, you know, resume the pop-ups in March. We'll see how it goes. I might not take February off because it's
cool.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden you look up and, you know, neighbors and friends and people that you've never seen before are walking towards you and, you know, they're basically breaking down the tent door here to get a spanakopita stuffed bread, roasted garlic and olive stuffed bread. We have so many different ones. The five cheese Italian stuffed bread.
Nice.
And they're excited. They're excited about the spinoffs of originals, like the spanakopita pinwheels and puff pastry, the baklava puffs. People are getting really excited about the new things we're creating, and they're coming out to get a piece.
Very good. Very good. It sounds like fun. We've got a couple of minutes left. I did want to ask you, because I'm sure some people would be curious. You guys got a visit from the legendary Clint Eastwood when he was here a couple of months ago shooting a movie. They shot some scenes there, but then he came back for dinner, right?
Jesse, let me tell you, he is one of the sweetest, most humble, funniest men I've ever met in my entire life.
Really?
This man is a gem, and he's sharp as a tack, 93 years old, sharp as a tack. He had an amazing time filming there. I mean, we kind of made him feel, you know, I'm Greek. And, you know, Gina,
Right.
my assistant general manager, she's Sicilian. So we kind of, you know, gave him all the Greek and Italian love.
Right.
And he had such a fun time filming that he came back the following night with his crew for dinner.
Nice.
So we made him a specialty cocktail and called it Go Ahead, Make My Day. We made him large charcuterie boards, dessert platters. I mean, we just wined and dined and you know, rolled out the red carpet for him. And afterward, we were taking selfies in the chapel. I was giving him like the history of the house. And he's just, he's fun. He's fun and he's easy to be around. And he's just very, very quiet, very simple, and just a really good person.
God
so
bless
it was,
him. We should all be so fortunate. We should all be so fortunate at that age, huh?
I know. And the best part was I asked him if he wanted to take the lift up to the second floor. Because I, you know, reserved my favorite little dining room, a little cozy one called the Florentine upstairs for him. And he's like, no, I'm going to take the stairs. So
nice.
We literally walked, like I walked with him arm in arm and I took him all the way up the stairs.
Nice.
He would not take the lift. He's like, no, I got this.
Very cool.
He's
Very
awesome.
Cool. Elena Hughley, thank you so much for sharing a few minutes. Give us the website where people can find you one more time.
Elenasenchantedkitchen.com.
That was easy.
Yeah.
First Friday, second, third, and fourth Sunday of every
That's
month
right.
for the next few. Sounds yep. like a plan. I will see you there. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to hang out with us.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Have a great day.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.